If you have a bad hair day, you might go for hairspray, mousse, a hat. Unfortunately for commentator Michael Ivey, he has a bad hair life, and the only cure for that is a pair of scissors.
I just finished reading a story about Buffalo Bill Cody. As the story goes, Buffalo Bill walked into a saloon, pulled his hat off, and his hair fell down to his shoulders. He kept his hair stuffed in his hat because, well, evidently, all that hair just bothered him. The bartender asked him straight up, "Say, Bill, why don't you just cut that stuff off?" Buffalo Bill answered, "If I did, I'd starve to death." The man knew the power of having the right haircut. He knew that your hair is your trademark. I can appreciate that. Maybe better than most people, because I'm a guy that has spent the last few years of his life living under the wrong haircut. Actually, the wrong haircuts. I've had a string of real losers. At the time of the cut, I don't think that it's a loser. You know what I mean? I go in to get the best haircut $7 will buy. And I typically walk out feeling pretty good about myself. That is, until I get home and my wife names my new hairstyle. She'll look at me, bite her bottom lip for a second, and then say something like, went for the swollen 8-year-old. Or, so, the retarded astronaut, huh? Today I may have the wrong hair, but I had it right for many years. I was a sensitive ponytail man. I had long, thick, sun-streaked, honey blonde hair that was such good hair, I actually spent some time as a hair farmer, growing my hair as a cash crop. In Los Angeles, California, there are people with so much money that they will buy the hair right off of your head. Hair farming, like any farming, is a 24-hour-a-day job. Who am I fooling? It's more than a job. It's a lifestyle. And in my case, a lifestyle cut short by the dust bowl of hair farming, male pattern baldness. Hair farming and male pattern baldness do not mix. The result of the two is the mullet. You know the mullet. It's the business up front, party in the back cut you've seen again and again throughout country music. I'll admit, I've had some bad hair days, but I'm proud to say I never had a mullet day. And thanks to my new 17-piece home barbering kit, I never will. I have new hair now. Hair that fans of the TV show King of the Hill can really appreciate. My new trademark haircut is the Bobby Hill.
Michael Ivey comes to us by way of Circa Music in Dublin, Ohio.